I'm sure I'm not the only one who is absolutely fed up with being bombarded with spam calls, spam text messages. It just seems absolutely relentless, and it doesn't really matter what you do. It doesn't seem to have any impact in stopping the absolute tidal wave of spam nuisance calls and texts that we're getting. Someone who is absolutely perfect to talk about this, I guess give us some advice, but also a little bit of an overview of how this is happening, why it's happening. She is the ACCC Deputy Chair. It's Delia Rickard. Great pleasure to have her on the line. Delia, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Hi, Gavin. It's nice to be here. And I tell you, you are not the only person tired of them. I've just given up on answering my landline 100%.
Exactly. But they're so clever, aren't they? They are so clever these days. But let's just give, if you could just give listeners a bit of an overview, what are some of the really common spam text and calls that are happening at the moment that the ACCC is looking at the moment?
The biggest one we're seeing at the moment in terms of calls, not necessarily in terms of damage, is something called the flu bot. Mm-hmm. And this is something that arrived in Australia in early August. And at that time, people were getting SMS messages saying there was a missed call and you had to download something to be able to access the message. Mm-hmm. So not your normal way of access. Mm-hmm. That's still around. But then it moved on to getting SMS messages, and this happened all through September, saying, you know, basically about a parcel delivery, all sorts of different messages about parcel delivery. Again, you had to download something to get that. What you would download was a virus called the FluBot, which can send endless SMS and phone calls from your phone without you realizing it. And where the scammers hoover up all your contact details and use them to target other people with calls and they sort of send the numbers between phones. It's complicated. Mm. But then what we have started seeing now in October, which just shows you how clever the scammers are, because we've done a lot of media around FluBot, is people get a message saying someone's uploaded your photo, a whole photo album. Click here to see it. You click there, you then get to a landing page which tells you that your phone is infected with FluBot malware, and you need to install the Android security update to remove FluBot. And should you click on that, you will in fact be downloading FluBot onto your phone.
Right. So it's almost presenting a solution to a problem that you don't have.
Yeah.
But the solution.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
solution is the problem.
But people are aware of it. And the dangers of this, as well as just the endless annoying calls and texts, is once this particular malware has been in the country for a while, what it starts to do is to generate banking login screens. So you go to do your telephone banking, the screen that appears will look exactly like your normal screen for your particular bank, but in fact will be an overlay which enables the scammer to capture all of those details, as we understand it. So it is really concerning. Lots is being done to stop it, but the simplest way to protect yourself, and at present, by all sorts of phones get the message, but the FluBot is only downloaded onto Android phones, which are not Apple phones, is do not click on any links in SMSs, regardless of who they say they are from.
So let's just backtrack a little bit there. You said that if your phone is infected with whatever this malware is currently, it's actually using your phone to send out text messages and phone calls. Is that what you said?
Text messages and phone calls, which you were not aware of.
And is that coming off your phone bill, effectively?
It depends on your plan, whether or not you've got free phone calls and texts or not. Some plans, it is coming off your bill, and some providers have remove that from people's bill.
So that's not actually, I mean, we think about scams as obviously taking money from you. What does that lead to? I mean, what's the point of sending out hundreds of texts and calls from people's phones?
First of all, it gives the scammers a huge database of numbers, of local Australian numbers. But secondly, it's the phone overlay I was just talking about, which gets there as a result of the FluBot. And that can compromise your logins, your passwords, we think other accounts, but we know in terms of banking accounts. So it can lead to the scammers being able to access your bank account and basically drain it. So people need to be really concerned about it. And the other thing I would say about this one is don't call back the number that SMSed or called you, because it's going to be some innocent person who has had already numerous people screaming at them.
Because that's always a temptation for me, is to call the number and have a bit of a joke with them, but give them a blast.
I don't think they're going to be laughing. I've heard some terrible stories, especially from small business owners.
Right. So they're the victim of a scam. The people who you're likely to call back are a victim of the scam in the first place.
They will have been in somebody's contact details, someone who's downloaded Flubot, and therefore, as a result of that malware, their number and all the other contacts' numbers is being shared amongst scammers to try and get more people's phones infected.
I see. I'm speaking here with Delia Rickard, Deputy Chair of the ACCC. Delia, do we know where these scams originate? I mean, what countries are they coming from? Do we know that type of detail?
We don't know where the scammers are physically located. We know this scam started in Spain the second half of last year, then worked its way through Europe and arrived here in August. There's lots that's happening to stop it. We are removing hundreds, I think it's actually now thousands of pages where the malware can be downloaded. But Google, I think, when you've got a Google spam filter, is catching a lot of these messages now. And the telcos are doing a lot of work. But there are still a lot of infected phones out there. And if you think your phone's infected, you need to get it professionally cleaned or contact your telco, go to their website and find out what they recommend for getting rid of the virus on it.
Does the do not call register, I mean, is that even relevant anymore given how fast these scams move?
Look, sadly, you know, the do not call register relies upon entities, people obeying the law. Scammers don't obey the law. So it's, you know, being on that register is absolutely no protection whatsoever from scammers or politicians or charities.
That's
also
right.
True.
Not that we're lumping politicians in with scams.
It wasn't the intention.
Now, okay, so apart from not opening these links, not clicking on these links, which you absolutely should not do under any circumstances, is that it? I mean, is that our only level of protection here?
Well, no, I think the Google spam filter is helping a lot and is capturing all the spam calls so you don't end up clicking on something. But certainly a lot of the earlier victims of this may still have it on their phone, which is a real concern. And as I said, the telcos are doing work. The banks have all been alerted and are alerting customers to it. So there's a lot of work being done. And as I said, we have removed multiple websites where you can download Flubot where they direct you to. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work happening. But it is still worth being aware of it and being cautious because... Yeah, there's a new one every day, but there are some common features between all of the scams that we see. They often involve clicking on a link. They're always a bad idea. And often involved scammers impersonating well-known and trusted entities. And if you're online, you just really cannot know who you're dealing with.
I mean, is it a little bit like coronavirus in the sense that we have to learn to live with it? I mean, these scams are not going away. They're only getting worse. They're here forever.
Look, I would love to think they aren't here forever. There's huge work happening around the world to try and stop them. But it's a cat and mouse game, I find. You know, you find one way of stopping them.
That's right.
And that they just change their modus operandi. So I think as a population, we need to learn how to protect ourselves. And, you know, I think some of the best ways to protect yourself these days is to remember that scammers will usually pretend to be a trusted entity, government body, police, bank, energy company. And so when somebody contacts you out of the blue, whether on social media, phone, SMS, just don't give them personal information, particularly financial information. Do not hand over money under any circumstances. Don't give them remote access to your phone. And don't let yourself be pressured into decisions. If you think something's real, hang up or move away from the device. Go and do a Google search and get the real contact details for whatever organisation they say they are. And get in touch and say, look, I've had this communication. Is it real or not?
The other quick question I wanted to check with you is, you're often asked to input your mobile phone number on forms on websites now, for whatever that is. You might be, you know, getting a delivery from some online shop, but whatever it is, you're often asked to put your mobile phone. I've always wondered, is that where some of these mobile phone numbers in the first instance are being harvested from? Is that a danger? And they're legitimate websites. I mean, you're ordering something, whatever it is, but putting your phone, your mobile phone number into a form on the internet, is that a risk in some cases?
Look, it's a difficult one to answer. Scammers get their numbers from all sorts of places, and they can buy lists on the dark web. They get them through things like the flu bot virus. And they also just use computers to continually generate numbers. So there's many ways they can get their numbers. I always worry about putting my number when I'm buying something online. But then again, you can't go through with the purchase unless
that's
you
right.
do.
So that's right.
It's a, you know, a complex situation. And I would think more if it was a site that I wasn't familiar with and you didn't know the reputation of it. And you want to read the privacy policies of these places too. Do they sell your data? Do they share your data? In which case, they may well be sharing your phone number.
Oh, it's just an ongoing nightmare. So annoying. My God, it just seems relentless.
Can I tell you about one quickly about one
Absolutely.
More that's doing the rounds at the moment? And this is what we're seeing at the moment is a huge number of scammers impersonating Border Force officials, Australian Border Force officials. You get a robocall saying that a parcel addressed to you has been intercepted and seized with supposedly containing illegal contraband. And then you're told there's a warrant out for your arrest and you have to dial one. And if you dial one, they are asking for your bank account details, your driver's license, passport, a photo, all the things you need for the Know Your Customer checks banks do before they open accounts and a whole range of organisations do. So it's important to remember too that the government, the police, no one is going to call you and say, there's a warrant for your arrest, you need to pay this money today.
Right. That's right.
If there's a warrant for your arrest, you can't buy your way out of it. And just hang up and don't engage, because the more you engage, the more manipulative the scammer can be.
Fantastic advice. Thanks so much. We really appreciate that. And as you've reiterated throughout our chat, is just don't engage. Don't click a link that you don't know where it's from. Don't call numbers back. Just hang up, turn off the phone, delete. That's the best advice.
You've got it. Thanks, Gavin. Take care.
Thanks, Delia. That was Delia Rickard, Deputy Chair of ACCC.